We're seeking change.
Reach out, raise hope, and change society.
Everybody wants good things. We just disagree maybe on how to get there.
We'll continue our Seeking Change series now. Monica Holzer-Sachs is a family law lawyer. She works mostly in divorce cases. She says her goal is to help couples avoid going to court and instead have them work together cooperatively. Monica, why is it important to keep couples from getting involved in lawsuits?
Because we have people who need to work together after the lawsuit. And lawsuits are great at making enemies of people. So we want to preserve or create a culture where the couple can work together in the future, primarily if they have children, but even people who don't have children. Life is just a lot easier if we can show people an alternative way of working together cooperatively so they can wrap up the business of their marriage, basically reconfigure their families, and move forward in a peaceful way.
How do you do that?
Well, many times people come in and they're really angry, and for good reasons. These people are often angry at not having spotted the danger signals, if you will. And oftentimes the first reaction is, I want to get even. And so we talk about how that's really not going to help them. It's not going to help their kids, and it's not going to help their spouse. That what we need to do is basically see how we can put together the pieces that remain and try to rebuild a future for them that's going to be better than the past they have just uncovered. But in the traditional way of doing things, we tend to dwell on the past. And for many people, they can't leave the past. But really, we're talking about the future. And that's where we put a lot of energy.
I'm wondering how you get people to set aside that conflict and set aside those emotions and that anger so that they can do that.
Well, it doesn't happen during the first interview, usually. We ask that they work with divorce coaches who are mental health professionals, and those are folks who are trained to help them deal with those negative emotions that seem to overpower them right now.
What do you like about this work?
I love to watch how my clients transition. Over time, they change into people who have so much hope, so much ambition, and who are so proud of themselves because they're really the decision makers. You know, when you're in an adversarial process, the judge is the decision maker and your lawyer does most of your talking for you. In collaborative, it's the client who's doing the talking and who's saying, I want this because they've had a chance to think it through, they've had a chance to grieve what they're losing, and they're fashioning their own future, and they're coming out of this with what they think is fair. Where in the traditional case, we often come out with what the lawyers think is fair or the judges think is fair. And this life belongs to the clients. They should be the decision makers. So we really help empower them to become those people. And it's lovely to see.
Thank you so much for talking with me.
Oh, you're welcome.